today, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Judah means praise. How many know there's another word that's the root word of Judah that's also a name, and it's just like Judah, and it means praise, but it has something else added to the word praise, and it's the name Judas. Everybody say Judas. They come from the same root word. The only problem is that Judas is what the Bible in the Old Testament began to prophesy about, that there would be an element of people that would praise God with their lips, but their heart would be far from Him. See, there's real Judah praisers, and then there's Judas praisers. There's people that pray, both of them are praising with their lips, but only one of them's got their heart in it. You say, well, how do I know if I'm a Judas praiser? Well, if you come into church on Sunday morning during praise and worship, and you can't even enter into the presence of God, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. You need to do some serious evaluation. If you're sitting in here during praise and worship, and you're going, I just can't enter in, there's something wrong in your heart. It ain't the band, it ain't the church, it's you. And until you take a hard look at yourself, you're going to remain a Judas praiser. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to give you some truth that'll liberate you this morning. I want to go into 2012 with vision. I want to go into 2012 strong. I mean, Judas was a man that gave Jesus praise with his lips, but his heart was always running somewhere else. His motive was never right. In his mouth, he praised Jesus. I'm walking around with Jesus. He's the Messiah. But in his heart, he was like, why are they wasting that perfume? What is Jesus thinking? What is Jesus doing? Who does Jesus think he is? And he had judgment in his heart. And though he praised Jesus with his lips, betrayal was being born in his heart. Look, I don't want to pastor a church with Judases. I want to pastor Judas. Anybody in their right mind wants to go to church with Judah? Touch somebody and say, I'm glad I'm a Judah. I'm a glad I'm a Judah. Amen. I don't want to be a people that just draw near to God with their lips. But Monday through Friday, our heart's not even on God. That's not the kind of Christian I want to be. And I don't think it's the kind of Christian you want to be. I want to be the kind of Christian that says, all I ever need is Jesus. Not the kind that says, well, I need Jesus, but I'm keeping my heart for myself. I'm keeping my life for myself. I'm going to do what I want when I want, and Jesus can just always be right there with me. And if Jesus wants to come along for the ride, he can come along for the ride. If he don't, that's okay. I'll still confess Jesus. I was talking to a young man yesterday. I said, when are you going to get your heart right with Jesus? I'm right with Jesus. I said, well, why are you living the way you're living? Jesus understands me. I said, that's not the point. He understands everybody. He understands the devil. It's not about what God understands. It's really about what you understand. Oh, Jesus, help us. Amen. Can I just help you today? I want to help somebody this morning. I want to say this very delicately. God is not sitting on his throne worried about if you're happy or not happy. Just kind of let that sink in. His objective is not based on whether you are happy or not. His objective is completely and totally based on whether you are obedient or not. See, happiness is the fruit of a relationship that's desire-driven. Not a relationship that's legalistic or judgmental, but it's driven by a desire to be in the presence of God. That's what a Judah praiser is all about. So God's up on the throne looking at our obedience. I mean, sometimes your obedience falls short and sometimes it don't. I mean, don't we raise our children to be obedient? How many of you raised your kids to be obedient? I raised my son to be obedient. I taught him the principles of obedience. I taught him the value of obedience. I've taught him that his life would be prosperous, that his life would be good, that his life would have blessing, that his life would have purpose, that his life would have destiny if he would do only one thing, practice obedience. Because in that, everything else is summed up. I mean, the discipline of life is taught through obedience. When there's disobedience, there's rebellion. When there's disobedience, there's failure. When there's disobedience, there's hurt. When there's disobedience, there's discouragement, depression, dissension, divorce. And one of the things that's happened in our generation is we've become a generation of people that is so consumed with comfort zones and being comfortable. My happiness, everything we do is about playing it safe. And, you know, I'm a Christian as long as God is dumping Mercedes Benzes on me and jewelry and money, and I'm playing it safe. But if God ever called me to go down to the middle of nowhere and live in a hut, I just don't know. Why would he do that? That's not the desire of my heart. Well, maybe it's not the desire of your heart because you haven't let God reshape your dream. Why do you think up till now in this country, Christianity has been going backwards instead of forward? While Christianity is the fastest growing religion on the face of the planet by 2-1 over Islam, over any other religion, it's exploding through Africa. Africa is the most Christian continent on the face of the planet today. Do you realize that? That this country is quickly becoming a minority of Christians? Think about that. And you got to ask yourself, why is that? Why have we just slid backwards into a place of complacency? Is it because we're saying, Jesus, I know all the right stuff to say. I know all the right stuff to do. I know when to show up and when to go. I've got this routine down of being a Christian, and I'm not really letting you shape the desire of my heart. I know when to shout. I know when to dance. I know when to stand. I know when to sit. I know when to come. I know when to go. But on Tuesday, when you speak to my heart and you say, stop, turn around, walk back into that restaurant, walk back up to that waitress that you just cheaped out on your tip, give her a bigger tip, and just ask her if there's anything that you can pray with her about. And you go, oh, no, that's not God. That's just my flesh. I'm feeling guilty because I didn't tip her good. Where's our willingness? See, that's the sickness that's been plaguing the culture of our church in this country. There's an unwillingness to really be conformed to what God has for us. We say, God, don't interrupt my life. God, I'm too busy. I'm occupied. But guess what? I believe that Truth Church and this next generation of people coming up are saying, God, interrupt me. I'll go. I'll do it. I'm on my way somewhere. I'm journeying to my destiny. I'm going to live the dream. Touch somebody and say, I'm going to live the dream. I want to experience everything that heaven has for me. Don't you? I want Jesus to encounter my life. How many of you want Jesus to encounter your life this morning? You know, a lot of us have seen people that have started the great call of God on their life, and years of abuse by people that claim to love them tear them down, and they get into the middle of some of the worst storms of their life and they just quit. Well, we've seen that, haven't we seen that? And most of the time those people that quit, it's because of one simple thing. They've given God their lips, but they haven't given him their heart. They have a dream, but it's their dream. It's not his dream. And they've held doggedly on to something that God never put there. So their life fades away. And the potential that God put on the inside of them never gets realized. I want 2012 to be a year that potential gets realized in my life. Do you got a place in your life? I mean, you can ask yourself, do you have a place in your life where your life was divinely interrupted by God? Well, God said, no, that's it. There's some things we're going to fix in you and change in you, and I want you to change it, and I want you to fix them, and you're going to be obedient. And when you do, you're going to realize your dream. Is there a marker in your life for that? And I'm not just talking about a moment of salvation. I'm talking about a time when the Holy Spirit spoke to you and said, this is clearly where I want you to go. The aimlessness, the uncertainty of your life is over. This is your new direction. Those are awesome places in life. Amen? God intersects your life with destiny. And he says this, I want your all.
Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs, including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
God intersects your life with destiny. And he says this, I want your all. See, that's where it falls, ladies and gentlemen. He says, I want your all. God, you want my kids? Yeah. God, you want my money? Yeah. God, you want my time? Yeah. God, you want my friends? Yes. God, you want my wife? You want my husband? Yes. Well, God, you want my life? Yes. Yes. I want your life. I want your life. You know, you might never be able to point to a time in your life where God's marked you, but he's wanting to if he hasn't. Sometimes we've been so closed to hearing the voice of God and so wrapped up in the troubles of our lives that we don't hear the Spirit of God call. I watch week in and week out, week in and week out, week in and week out, people come and people go in this ministry. Some people make it 6 months, some people make it 5 years. Some people get discouraged, some people don't. But I watch. I watch and I wonder. I wonder, have they really allowed God to mark their life? Or are they just existing, doing whatever they want, claiming with their lips to know God, but their heart is somewhere else? That's a real hard question. I think it's prudent that we all ask ourselves that question. You know, Charles Finney, God marked him. It was in a law office in upstate New York. He was trying to write a legal thesis. And the power of God interrupted him in his office. He said, Charles, I didn't birth you just to be a good lawyer. I didn't birth you just to be a great attorney. He said, with your legal mind, we're going to do great things for the kingdom of God. And I'm going to make you a presenter of the gospel. I mean, that wasn't Charles Finney's dream. Charles Finney, as a young man, had dreams of arguing cases in front of the Supreme Court. And he found himself later arguing cases for God and revivals that sometimes 60 or 70,000 people would come to. You know, it's been said about Charles Finney that 85% of the people that went to his crusades kept their salvation and kept their conversion. Isn't that amazing? The anointing of God rested on that man so heavy. They said that he would walk into steel mills in Pittsburgh, and he'd walk into a building, and five or six buildings away, down through the different alleyways, men that were working on machinery would just begin to collapse and fall to the floor under the spirit of conviction. They didn't even know he was there. Can you imagine working on your job and just being overwhelmed and begin to weep and say, God, what's wrong with my life, and not know why? Because he let God shape his dream. He was willing to let God change his dream. For D.L. Moody, it was walking down a sidewalk one day in New York, believing that he had all the education that he ever needed. He had every degree that you could ever have. He was Dr. D.L. Moody. Then all of a sudden, the Spirit of God surrounded him, and it captured him on the corner, and it began to reshape the dream of his life. And he said, God, I'm willing. And he said, I began to pray, and I began to pray uncontrollably, and I couldn't stop praying until I realized that the Spirit of God had entirely consumed my whole life. And I was overwhelmed with it. He said, at that moment, I was filled with the Holy Ghost. I mean, he went to birth one of the greatest ministries. To this day, 150 years later, we got the D.L. Moody Institute. We've got Moody Bible Radio that goes all the way around the entire globe. From a man that otherwise may not have even left a mark or a legacy. Catherine Coleman used to stand up and talk about the Holy Ghost and move in the power of God in the supernatural. She would enter a room sometimes, and it was like her feet were floating off the ground, and people in the congregation would just begin to collapse and fall out in the aisles and fall out of wheelchairs and fall off of crutches. And people that were deaf, their heads would begin to pop on the inside, a loud pop, and their ears would open up, and for the first time they could hear. And she never spoke a word. Somebody asked Catherine Coleman about it, and they said, when did you realize that you had this great ministry? And she said, I realized that I had this great ministry on the day that Catherine died, and God became alive in me. On that day. How many of us are willing to let God shape our destiny and get in a place in our lives where we realize that it's really not about us, but it's really about Jesus, and it's really about Him. It's really not about our future. It's really not about what's at stake in our own lives, but it's what's at stake in the lives of people that are all around us, because people are dying and going to hell. This is real stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be that kind of church in 2012. I want to be that kind of church where we don't have selfish ambition and we don't have pride, but we're busy about our Father's work. And then when people come in here, they know that we love them and they know that we appreciate them. They know there's something genuine about us, and they know that the Truth Church is a church where they can be loved on and they can be cared for, and that people are going to pray for them. That you're not sitting down here every Sunday for an ulterior motive. Because there's something here that you want to get that's not God. If there is, you're in the wrong place. Find another church. If I run you off today, I don't care. I've run off plenty of people for the last 3 years. But if you're here for the wrong motive, don't be here. We have got to be busy about our Father's business. Nothing else is more important. I want to be people that desire the move of God. I want to have leaders in this church that have a hunger to see lives change. Not just have a hunger to see people's lives change so that they can say, I'm anointed. So they can say, look what God's doing through my ministry. You know, that stuff makes God want to vomit. Can I just be real with you this morning? God's not building my kingdom. God's not building your kingdom. He's building His. And His alone. And if God's going to build His kingdom and He's going to use us to do it, then we've got to be willing to let God change our lives. Y'all need to hear me today, because I'm telling you, you're not going to hear this on TBN. You ain't going to watch this on the church channel. You ain't going to hear it on Way FM. This is truth. Our church is going to a new level in 2012. We're going with or without you. I don't mean that by no offense, but we're moving. We're moving into what God has for this house and what he has for this ministry. I understand what I'm saying does not promote big offerings. That's okay. I'm trusting God. It's also why you don't hear pastors preach this anymore. All you hear in churches today is about the blessing of God. And you know, I thought this Christmas Jesus was going to show up in my house wearing a red Santa suit. I mean, really, that's what it's come down to, hadn't it? I mean, if we're being real, amen. Paul changed his whole life because he had a divine interruption. He said, I was occupied, I was on my way, and all of a sudden out of heaven came this light, and it interrupted my life, and it changed me forever. It changed me forever. You know what God said to him? He said, Paul, why are you kicking against the goads? Why do you keep kicking against the wall? Why do you keep doing that, Paul? You're not getting anywhere. You're doing the same thing that you do day in and day out, and you're wondering why things don't change in your life. You're wondering why things don't change in your children. You're wondering why things don't change in your parents. You keep doing this. After 3 years of being in the church, you get mad. Well, I don't know. God ain't doing nothing there, and you move on. You're the one kicking the wall. Stop kicking the wall and let God do something in your life. We get so determined, I'm going to do it this way. I'm not doing it this way. I'm going to do it this way. This is how I feel. How ridiculous must that sound to God? I feel. Well, good for you. I mean, God's called us to die. You know, dead people ain't got no feelings. Come on, somebody. Touch somebody and say, dead people ain't got no feelings. I'm not trying to be hard on you. I'm trying to get some truth to you. I ain't never been to a funeral and seen someone jump up out of the coffin and say, don't say that about me. What do you mean I did that and I did that? You ever been to a funeral and someone jump out of the coffin and say that? I haven't. Dead people dead. They're dead. And that's the way God's called us to live our Christian life, that we're dead to ourselves and we're dead to this world. We get our feelings hurt. Well, how do you know if you're not dead? You get your feelings hurt. Well, I'm offended. Well, then you ain't dead. Well, you hurt me. Well, you ain't dead. I can't hurt somebody that's dead. Oh, Jesus, help us. Divine interruptions. Divine interruptions, and they lead to divine awareness. Somebody say divine awareness. He said, I heard a voice, and that voice that appeared to you was for a purpose. It was for your dream to be changed. It was for your dream to be realized.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Christian Women's Fellowship meets the first Saturday of every month for a wonderful time of fellowship, prayer, worship, and sharing. This interdenominational meeting is attended by ladies representing 30 different churches. Come join us for a wonderful breakfast every first Saturday of the month at 9 a.m. in the Truth Church Cafe located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. Again, located at 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. Please call ahead and RSVP at 772-464-7012. And that number again is 772-464-7012. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Hi folks, tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. This is David Leeds. If you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and want a lifestyle you have been dreaming of, let Eileen and I share with you how Relive has changed the lives of many people. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. and hear testimonies of people that have found Relive to be the answer. For more information, we are available at 1-888-871-8734.